From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has launched a series of talks with Iraqi officials on Friday during a one-day surprise visit to Baghdad to underscore U.S. support for the government as it addresses security, economic, and political challenges.
This is obviously a very critical time here in Iraq and in the region. And you and I have been working on a lot of different issues the last few years, so it's good to come and be able to visit.
That's Kerry speaking with Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. He'll also meet with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Nechir van Barzani. In addition to showing U.S. support for the government, Kerry is also expected to discuss the multinational coalition's ongoing support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat Islamic State, said State Department spokesman John Kirby ahead of the trip. Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili in Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek islands where they were staying. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later on Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey have applied for asylum in the EU. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have begun gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, waiting for word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year. From Washington, this is VOA. Tensions are high on the Korean Peninsula. On Friday, North Korea launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation last week in a U.S.-hosted nuclear summit in Washington. A spokesman in Pyongyang said that Park is evil and has increased the danger of war. All this as a joint military operation with the United States and South Korea is underway.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
North Korea has test-fired missiles in defiance of the UN Security Council. Syrian government forces and their allies have been engaged in renewed fighting with opposition forces in the northern city of Aleppo for the past few days. Reports say the clashes have been the worst since the partial ceasefire came into effect in late February, and they're threatening to derail the agreement that has helped reduce violence across Syria. Stefan de Mistura, the UN's special envoy for Syria, said Thursday he'll meet with representatives from Damascus, Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia before the talks resume next week.
I need to verify the international and regional stakeholders' position in order to see how the level of a critical positive mass leading to concrete results in the next round of talks.
Adding to the urgency of the situation, the head of a UN-backed humanitarian task force for Syria said Thursday that international aid could not reach besieged communities that are desperate for food and medical supplies.
We had five convoys ready to go the last 4 days. All of the five convoys could not go. 287,000 people therefore did not get the relief in hard-to-reach areas or in besieged areas.
That's Jan Egeland, advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria. Belgian police are hoping the public can help them identify Brussels airport bombing suspect spotted on newly released surveillance video. The police video shows the minutes following the March 22nd airport bombings and the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media as the man in the hat. He was spotted earlier walking alongside two known suicide bombers pushing carts with bags on them. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a suicide bombing at a metro station, killed 32 people, wounding more than 340. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.